Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. Tonight, WWE Hell in a Cell takes place live from the Allstate Arena in Chicago, Illinois. This will be my WWE Hell in a Cell predictions episode. I'm going to go down the card and give you my predictions for each match. But first off, if this is your first time joining me, I want to say thank you for joining me. As I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast, and I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. Definitely follow me on Twitter, at the Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. Also have a YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Definitely check out the channel. I've surpassed my goal of 1,000 YouTube subscribers, and we're on the road to 2,000 YouTube subscribers. I'll be doing a live post-show tonight, immediately following Hell in a Cell, recapping the show for you guys on the YouTube channel. So tonight, it's WWE Hell in a Cell. You know, the brand split hasn't ended, but this pay-per-view is pretty much a Raw brand pay-per-view. There's seven matches currently for the card tonight, and there's only one SmackDown match. So this is pretty much a Raw pay-per-view. Some news going into the pay-per-view tonight. Multiple news outlets have reported that Cody Rhodes is injured going into tonight's Hell in a Cell match with Seth Rollins. And the report is saying that Cody Rhodes has a possible pectoral tear. Apparently, Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer Radio reported it first, saying that Cody Rhodes got injured while working out at the gym, and it looks like it's a pectoral tear. And then WrestleVotes followed up with it saying that this is from WrestleVotes. Unfortunately, the Cody Rhodes injury news going around is accurate. He's still scheduled to work tonight's Hell in a Cell event, with the severity of the injury still being determined. I am told plans for the match have been changing all day long. Feel terrible for Cody. That comes from WrestleVotes on Twitter. So, you know, it sucks, right? Because Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins 3, Hell in the Cell tonight, that's the most hyped up match going into the show. Cody Rhodes has been killing it since he's returned to WWE. I was at WrestleMania 38. That place went nuts when he was Seth Rollins' surprise opponent. I was at WrestleMania Backlash. That place went nuts for Cody Rhodes. Wherever Cody Rhodes goes, he gets the fan reaction, the main event reaction that he deserves. So, unfortunate news. So, like I said, as of this recording right now, Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins is still scheduled to take place in the main event of tonight's Hell in a Cell match, Hell in a Cell event. So, I'm going to kick off with the triple threat for the Raw Women's Championship. It's the Raw Women's Champion, Bianca Belair, and she's defending her Raw Women's Championship against Asuka and Becky Lynch. I don't know if is this a Hell in a Cell match. I'm not sure. I'm trying to see here if it's an official Hell in a Cell match. I don't think it is. I think this is a triple threat, but let me double check for you guys here. Let's see. Yeah, so it looks like it's just a triple threat. Okay, so, yeah. So, Bianca Belair, Becky Lynch, Asuka, Raw Women's Championship. I don't see Bianca Belair losing her Raw Women's Championship. Not in this match. It's a triple threat. I could see Bianca pinning Asuka, because she already pinned Becky Lynch to win that Raw Women's Championship. I think Bianca Belair needs to hold on to that Raw Women's Championship for a while. You know, give her a good reign as Raw Women's Champion. Maybe lose it to a returning Bayley. I know Bayley's been playing, you know, mind games on Twitter the past couple months, and even today she's been tweeting about Hell in a Cell. So maybe Bianca Belair retains her Raw Women's Championship tonight. We get a returning Bayley tonight. That'd be cool to challenge Bianca Belair. But in the end, my pick to win and retain the Raw Women's Championship tonight, WWE Hell in a Cell, is Bianca Belair. We have Ezekiel, not Elias, versus Kevin Owens. This rivalry has been fun. You know, Ezekiel, not Elias, versus Kevin Owens. You know, ever since they brought back Elias as this Ezekiel character, he's supposed to be Elias's younger brother, Ezekiel. It's fun. It's whatever, you know. I think it's crazy. You know, now who wins this match? I think Ezekiel needs to win this match. Because Kevin Owens won't lose any. He won't. Kevin Owens won't hurt by losing this match. I think Ezekiel needs this win, and I think it should be a fun match. So I'm picking Ezekiel to win tonight. That'll be Hell in a Cell. Next up, we have Bobby Lashley versus Omos and MVP in a 2-on-1 handicap match. You know, this rivalry has been going on ever since WrestleMania, before WrestleMania. You know, the night after WrestleMania, MVP turned on Bobby Lashley, aligned himself for Omos. Bobby Lashley defeated Omos at WrestleMania. And Bobby Lashley, they had that WrestleMania Backlash rematch. You know, just Omos just doesn't do it for me. I don't know. I just can't get behind Omos for some reason. I don't know. He's just not my cup of tea, I guess. So Bobby Lashley won the first one at WrestleMania. Omos won the second one at Backlash. This is the third match. I'm going to say Bobby Lashley just destroys Omos and MVP in this match. I think I could see Bobby Lashley pinning MVP and picking up the win, and hopefully Bobby Lashley goes on to a more meaningful feud. Maybe Bobby Lashley going after the United States Championship. Maybe he gets himself a tag team partner, goes out, you know, something different. I want to see Bobby Lashley move on from Omos after tonight. So my pick to win, Bobby Lashley tonight at WWE Hell in the Cell. Next up, we have, it's Liv Morgan, AJ Styles, and my boy, the Prince Finn Balor, to take it on Judgment Day, Edge, Damian Priest, and Rhea Ripley. It's going to be a good match. I wish this was a Hell in a Cell match, this six-person mixed tag team match. Super interested into this match. It's definitely one of my top three matches I'm looking forward to. Now, this one is going to be hard for me to pick the winner, because on the one hand, AJ Styles, Finn Balor, Liv Morgan should win because AJ Styles has been losing. On the other hand, Judgment Day, this is their first match as their stable, as their trio. So who wins this match? If I look back at the matches, Edge defeated AJ Styles at WrestleMania. Edge defeated AJ Styles at WrestleMania Backlash with the addition of Rhea Ripley into Judgment Day. So I'm going to say tonight that AJ Styles, Finn Balor, Liv Morgan pick up the win in this match, because I think they need the win more. And I'm the Balor Club guy. I can't pick Finn Balor to lose. So my pick to win, AJ Styles, Finn Balor, Liv Morgan in a six-person mixed tag team match. Next up, we have a no-holds-barred match. It's Madcap Moss versus Happy Corbin. Now, I'm not into Madcap Moss and this Happy Corbin crap. I'm over it. I think it's cool the way they brought back Madcap Moss. You know, just call him Riddick Moss. No-holds-barred match. This is Madcap Moss's match to win, get his redemption, beat the crap out of Happy Corbin. So yeah, like I said, my pick to win, Madcap Moss. And hopefully after this is the final match between them, he moves on to something more meaningful, maybe the Intercontinental Championship. We have the United States Championship on the line. It's the United States Champion Theory defending against Mustafa Ali in Mustafa Ali's hometown of Chicago, Illinois. Oh man, sorry Mustafa. Hometown hero never wins in their hometown in WWE. It's just, it doesn't happen. Do I think Mustafa Ali should win the United States Championship tonight in his hometown of Chicago? Yes. Is he going to win? No. My pick to win is Theory to retain the United States Championship, and I think we're going to get Theory versus John Cena for the United States Championship Maybe they do it at Money in the Bank. Maybe they do it at SummerSlam. But Theory versus John Cena is destined to happen this summer with Theory as a United States champion. So, like I said, my pick to win and retain the United States Championship is Theory. And the main event is the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes versus Seth freaking Rollins, Part 3. And this time, they're going to take each other to hell as it's Hell in a Cell, one of the most brutal matches in all of WWE. Like I said, I was at the first. Oh, we got breaking news here from WWE.com on Twitter. WWE just tweeted, breaking, Cody Rhodes suffered a partially torn right pectoral tendon during a brawl with WWE Rollins this past Monday in Raw. While weight training and preparation, the tendon tore completely off the bone. However, Cody Rhodes has vowed to still step inside Hell in a Cell. So, yeah, looks like Cody Rhodes has completely torn his pectoral muscle off the bone. That's crazy. I'm just tweeting here about this Cody Rhodes. This is unfortunate. Very unfortunate here for Cody Rhodes. You know, it's crazy because, like I said, I was at WrestleMania 38. Cody Rhodes was the most, got the best reaction. It's just crazy to me. Sad to see this happen. But who wins this match, right? Cody Rhodes won the first one. They did WrestleMania Backlash. Cody Rhodes won the second one. So Cody Rhodes is 2-0 against Seth Rollins. But Seth Rollins does have good luck in the Hell in a Cell matches. So, you know, Seth Rollins has the luck of the advantage of being in Hell in a Cell. I believe this is Cody Rhodes' first Hell in a Cell match. And these matches are brutal. Now, who wins? I'm going to say it like I've been saying it all along. Even with Cody Rhodes' torn pectoral muscle, I see Cody Rhodes completing a clean sweep and defeating Seth freaking Rollins for the third time tonight in WWE inside Hell in a Cell at WWE Hell in a Cell. Now, this match might not go that long because Cody Rhodes is going to be working with a torn pectoral muscle. So I could see Seth Rollins doing a lot of the work. You know, Cody Rhodes is going to have to get that surgery to repair that tendon on the bone. He might be out. It's a complete tear. He might be gone for a while. Could be gone 3 to 6 months. It could be gone 3 to 6 weeks. Could be gone 3 to 6 months. Worst case scenario. Now, how do you write Cody Rhodes off TV? Maybe this is where WWE calls an audible and brings back, if he's ready and willing to come back. Maybe this is where we see the former Bray Wyatt, Wyndham, Wyatt 6, whatever you want to call him, back in WWE. And maybe we get Bray Wyatt attacking Cody Rhodes, defeats Seth Rollins. Lights go out. Fiend shows in the ring. Beats the crap out of Cody Rhodes. And that's how we write off Cody Rhodes. But either way, the end of the night, the end of Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins 3, Cody Rhodes is my pick to win and defeat Seth Rollins in Hell in a Cell. And we'll just have to see what happens tonight at the end of Hell in a Cell, whether we get Bray Wyatt back or not. But either way, Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, I believe, will steal the show like they always do. But there you go, folks. That has been my WWE Hell in a Cell predictions episode. I want to say thank you for joining me. Immediately following WWE Hell in a Cell, head on over to the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube, where I'll be doing my live WWE Hell in a Cell recap episode for you guys. Tonight, it's WWE Hell in a Cell. Will Bianca Belair retain her Raw Women's Championship, or will the Empress of Tomorrow, Asuka, or the man Becky Lynch become the new Raw Women's Champion? And will AJ Styles, Finn Balor, Liv Morgan get the win, or will it be Judgment Day for Finn Balor, Liv Morgan, and AJ Styles. And it's Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins 3, Hell in a Cell match, and Cody Rhodes will be fighting with a completely torn pectoral muscle. Will Seth frickin' Rollins avenge his two losses to Cody Rhodes? Will Cody Rhodes make Seth Rollins' night a nightmare and defeat Seth Rollins for the third time, but this time inside Hell in a Cell? And will we see a returning Bray Wyatt? We'll find out live tonight at the top of the hour. It's WWE Hell in a Cell. Till next time.